Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah, we here. Once for the past, two for the present, three for the future, yeah, it's time to get with it. Triple W dot, your boy got to get it. Get in where you fit in, if the cat fit, wear it. Yeah, we in a galactic cyber wild, why fly to the British styles, we live on Wi-Fi, live, that's the golden child of style, it's George Draper. On the moving Lucy Lush and Buffy speakers, 5,000 booming watts, bringing you the party right through your router box, out the box, thinking out of the box, now that's necessary. Elementary thoughts, now the secondary, 22nd century, light years ahead of you. Get ahead of yourself, the future don't better you. Strap your seatbelts on and get ready for Lusty Lush on the move. One's for the past, two's for the present, three's for the future, man, it's time to get with it. This for the future, man, it's time to get with it. One's for the past, two's for the present, three's for the future, man, it's time to get with it, with it. Yeah, this for the future, man, it's time to get with it.
Your girl Lusty Lush live in the building. You already know what it is, man. And you know what I'm saying? We getting it cracking like we always do all day, every day. You already know what it is. You know what I'm saying? And today we're going to have your man with the plan, you know, Young Ron, representing the Bay Area, live in the building. Also, shout out to Mactivity Productions. And also, shout out to my boy, Boy Renacy, live in the building all day, every day. And, also, Strictly Blunt One, they're doing a 26-city tour. It's going to be crazy. Check all over the internet. Google them. It's crazy. Log on to sb1life.ning.com and check out the commercial and everything that's going on. You already know what it is. Also, also check out my girl, Lissette, from Street Queens The Movement. She got a hot event going down in New York for all y'all poets. You know what I'm saying? You know. You know, she got the joint for the poetry, and you can win $100 for your poetry. So y'all need to go ahead and definitely log on and check that out and support that movement. You already know what it is, man. Always trying to, you know, stay involved and support Cassidy movement. And log on to www.lushradioonline.com. Shout out to our official DJ, DJ Hustle. You already know what it is, man. And if you want to call in today, call in at 347-826-7722. You know what I mean? Right now I'm live in a car on the road on mobile and stuff, about to head to a stationary area. But you know how I do. I'm always on location. I had to switch out my phones. I just copped a new BlackBerry. You know what I'm saying? The tour, you know, because the other one, you know, the curve was like acting out of whack. So, you know what I'm saying? I had to step up my phone because it went dead on me. So, you know, I'm about to be online in a second, and I'm about to go ahead and, you know what I'm saying, bring my man Young Ron live in the building in a few. You know what I mean? And also, shout out to all my people out there. Apparently, we found out that Jay-Z was kind of mad at Beyonce for some reason. I guess because of the fact he felt like, you know, he basically played, you know, your man, Kanye West on the whole situation about the Taylor Swift situation, but you know what Kanye did was dead wrong, and she was just trying to save face, because you know what I'm saying, Beyonce trying to get that Disney Channel money also, you know what I'm saying, can't knock the Disney Channel money, you know what I'm saying, she trying to get that money, you know what I'm saying, it's her time to shine, let her get that money, so she was trying to save face, but you know what I'm saying, I don't blame you, Beyonce, do what you do, you know what I'm saying, if you like it, then you better put a ring on it. You know what I'm saying? All day, every day. But once I can get this joint right back online, we're going to have your man Young Ron live in the building. and getting it cracking. And y'all just bear with me right now, because I'm in the car trying to get this stuff loaded, and I'm sitting here with my little mini laptop trying to get this joint cracking. And if you're in the DMV area, you know what I'm saying, I went to the DMV at Love and everything, you know. Love is not, when y'all outsiders come to the DMV, Love is not like the hot spot for you guys to go to, you know what I'm saying? It's definitely not the hot spot for y'all to go to. Y'all need to go to the park, a little bit of like upscale, or like the Lux Lounge or something like that, because, you know, it's really in a ghetto area, and it's really in an area where, like, you liable to get robbed out here if you don't know your surroundings, you know what I'm saying? So, for real, if you're trying to party out here, you know, for real. I might be hosting a reggae event, so look out for that. But make sure, if you are upcoming artists, they're doing a 26-city tour, Strictly Want One, y'all need to definitely go ahead and call the information and join that situation, because it's definitely going to give y'all opportunity to really get in where you fit in. Because also, check this out. They got cats from Def Jam and all over the place definitely doing their thing out there. So y'all need to go ahead and jump on it like you're supposed to. You know what I'm saying? So I'm about to be on the switchboard in a second. So just bear with me, man. But like I said, y'all independent artists, jump on that 26 City Tour. Also, make sure that y'all hit me up for New Music Friday. So send your music in at lushradioonlinemp3@gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to be on the switchboard in a quick second. Bear with me real quick. Give me a second. I'm about to be on the freaking switchboard. Give me a quick second. I'll have to be on the switchboard in a quick second. You don't want to move for me. Move for me. Waiting for the switchboard. The switch for me. I'm having technical difficulties right now. Give me a quick second. I don't know why it's doing me like this right now. And technical difficulties. Hold on for me, people. Hold on. I'm having technical difficulties. Hold on for me. Give me a quick second. You shall be on in a quick second. Hold on for me. Hold on. Be with me, y'all. Be with me, y'all. Be with me. I'm so sorry. But we will be on in a quick second. So anyway, make sure you log on to www.lushradioonline and make sure you sign up, and also check out Hip Hop Sisters, hiphopsisters.com. Check them out and support them in their movement also. Because that's sponsored by MC Light, and they're definitely doing some serious things over there. And it's definitely a movement that they support everybody, and make sure that you support that. So I'll be on in a second. It's just, I guess my signal is, like, acting up right now. But I will be on a second. Give me a quick second. Know what is going on with what I'll talk today. But if you on there, young one, just hold on and bear with me, my dude. We just having some real technical difficulties over here in the, on the side. We had Sony on yesterday, and Sony definitely was telling us about how our challenges in the game and, you know, what she's trying to do. And she's saying that, you know, she gets a lot of support from Trina, and Trina's like a big sister to her and everything like that. And I'm really proud of everything that she's doing with her whole movement and stuff, because she got a strong team behind her, you know. And it's all about having a strong team, just like this young gentleman that I'm going to be going to have on in a few, you know, definitely has a strong team behind him, you know, because the whole Mac TV Productions team, you know, definitely isn't playing when it comes to, you know, his movement and stuff. Definitely supporting everything that the young gentleman is doing out here. And can I get my switchboard? Can I get my switchboard? Yay! Okay. We're going to go ahead and bring my boy live on the line. Call up on the 510-776. You're live in the building. What's cracking? Is this Young Lon? What's up?
What's good? What's good with you?
Ain't nothing much. I was having some serious technical difficulties over here, fam.
I see. Yeah.
What's up with you, man? You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go ahead and, you know, give you a Lush Radio welcome, and I thank you so much for being patient and stuff. We're just having some technical difficulties. This is what happens when you do live radio. You don't get all this the luxury of pre-recorded stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and give you some Lush Radio credit, man. I want to thank you for coming through, man. You want to go ahead and get some shout-outs and everything before we get into the nitty-gritty?
You know, man, it's your boy, Young Grinder Kid, man. You know, about to get in this thing and do it live. Holla at your boy. We over here with Lush Radio Online, man. Shout-out to Mac TV Productions. Holla at your boy. You dig me?
That's what it is, man. Definitely the phones is definitely lighting up for you, man. You know what I'm saying? Definitely. I'm gonna go ahead and you know what I'm saying, ask you, you know what I'm saying, what made you, we see you callers on the line, we're going to bring you on in a few. What made you, you know, inspired you to get into the whole, you know, rap game, man?
It started off, you feel me, I was young in the game, you feel me, it actually started off with me watching my big cousin, Renacy. You feel me, my big brother, Lil Buddha the Shooter, man. You feel me, they was writing their little lyrics or whatever. And you feel me, they thought of, let's get little rap into the music line. So here it is, you feel me, with Renacy and my brother writing my first rap. And from there, you feel me, it just goes on. I get up and up.
And is it true, 17 years old, right?
Right, 17, yeah.
That's what's up, man. 17, fresh in the game, you know what I'm saying? You in your prime, the prime, you know? That's what's up. And you you got a serious story behind you, man, you know what I'm saying? You know, my dad just came through, you know, a lot, man. You just recently had with an ordeal, didn't you?
Yeah, man. Some stuff that went down, caught your boy in traffic or whatever, man. But, hey, I'm still here to this day. You feel me? Walking the same street, walking the same grounds. That's all that matters. You feel me?
Yeah, definitely. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he just definitely survived, you know, a serious incident, you know, and he's you know, alive to, you know, tell his story today, which, you know, is definitely, you know, a blessing, you know, in regards to, you know, you definitely, you know what I'm saying, survive that situation. You definitely survived that situation. So, you know, I'm just proud of you with going through that. You know, being in the rap game, who are some of the producers you working with right now?
I'm not really working with too many producers besides, you know, my cousin Renacy. probably Sir Crafty. You see a few local cats that's in the area, but mostly still holding it down together so I get myself out there. But you can expect me and my big cuz Renacy coming to everybody with some some things coming soon. Me and my big cousin Renacy, you know.
That's what's up. And we're going to go ahead and open up these lines because you definitely got a lot of people that's definitely showing you love. And my phone lines is blowing up. We're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines. Call us from the 510-230. You're live in the building on Lux Radio Online. What's cracking, man? 510-320.
Hello?
Hello? What's cracking? You're live on Lux Radio with your man, Young Ron. Where you from?
I'm from San Pablo.
That's what's up.
I just want to give a shout-out to Deron.
Oh, that's what's up, man. That's
what's up.
What's
up, Deron?
Thanks for the support, Mama. I see you, man. Good looking.
All right.
Yeah.
I just wanted to give a shout-out to you.
That's what's up. Thanks for the support.
All right.
And what's your name, sweetie?
Cheyenne?
That's what's up, man.
Yeah.
That's what's up, man. A lot of love out there in the West Coast. That's what I'm talking about, man. For real.
Keep your head up, Deron.
For sure.
You're going to make it.
All right.
That's what's up, you know what I'm saying? That's definitely what's up. We want to thank Cheyenne for definitely coming through and showing love on the show and everything. For real. And we got another caller live on the line. Caller from the 510-510-712. You're live on the building with your girl, Lushy Lush, and your man, Young Ron. What's cracking?
What's up with it, man? It's his sister, Diamond, calling out from Richmond, letting him know that I'm so proud of him. He's just staying focused. And, you know what I'm saying, he's very dedicated to what he do. And I'm really proud of him, and I think he going to make it. So I'm just saying, big up, bro.
That's what's up, man. That's you know what? I need to have more younger people on my show. y'all bring the whole crew with y'all, man. That's what it's about, man. For real.
Yeah.
So, you know, thanks, little sis, for coming through and showing that love for your brother, man, for real. That's what it's about. You know what I mean? And we got another caller on the line. We're going to go ahead and bring them into the mix and everything. So we're going to bring the next caller in. Caller from the block number. I think I know who this is. I think this might be Renacy. I'm not sure. Am I right? What's up?
Renicillin in the building, you know, calling from the secret location, from the back cave, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, what's up with you, big cuz?
Man, you know, man, the spotlight is on you, cuzzo. You know what I'm saying? You with the master plan, you know what I'm talking about?
That's what's up.
Definitely.
I had to call in and definitely put it down for my little cousin, y'all, you know what I'm saying? Just to go along and say what I know he ain't going to say because he's a very humble dude, but y'all better keep your eye on this dude, man. This dude headed for the top, man. And we ain't taking none of y'all, we ain't taking none of y'all, what's the word I'm thinking of? We ain't taking no prisoners, man. We pushing everybody out the way, man, shooting straight to the top. Holler, you know what I'm saying? Young Ron, man, you know, man. Your music shows it. His music demonstrates it, you know what I'm saying? Better than I can say it. That's all I can say, man. Really.
That's what's up, man. And that's definitely some real talk. And I want you to stay on the line with me, Renacy, because, you know, Renacy is sometimes my co-host on the show, you know what I'm saying? I love this dude to death, man, for real. So that's what it is, man. It's all family love on here, man. And we definitely proud about what Young Ron is doing.
Shout out to my auntie, man, for calling in. That was Diane. That was Young Ron's mom for the listeners, you know what I'm saying? So that was mom calling in, giving the support. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know y'all heard him say mama. That wasn't no slang. That was real mom.
Yeah. You know what? Real talk. See, this is what it's about, right? If your mother won't even come and check you out on a radio show or check you out at your own show, then what are you really doing? This young cat right here got his mom, Dukes, everybody come through and support, and the phone lines is lighting up like crazy. This is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about. Teamwork makes the dream work, for real.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And we got the caller right here, you know what I'm saying? Stay on the line with me, man. Caller from the 707, and I'm going to bring 678 in a few. 707, you're live in the building with your girl, Lushy, your man, Renacy, and the one and only Young Ron. What's crack?
What's up, Young Ron? I'm just calling to show my support. My name is Tiana. Keep doing your thing. You rising to the top. You going. I see you, boy. Do your thing. Love you.
Yeah. Holla at your boy. I see you.
What's your name and where you represent from?
My name's Tiana, and I'm calling from Vallejo.
That's what's up, man. You getting a lot of love over here, Ron, man. I'm saying, can I
have a family and you me support you. Without the support, you can't get nowhere, you feel me?
That's real love right there, man. That's some real stuff right there, man. And you definitely getting that love over there, man. You know, being in the game. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, that was it. Go ahead.
Being in the game, what do you think of some of the ups and downs, you know what I'm saying? The hardest adversity that you feel that you had to deal with just being in the game?
The hardest is getting discovered, you know. It ain't too many people that's going to look Richmond bound for somebody that got talent. And it's a bunch of folks out here in my way that got talent that can be, you think they could be up there with the big dogs. So, I mean, even through my ups and downs, brother, you feel me, headed to the bottom or the top, I'm going to take – you feel me, my path to get to the top regardless. I mean, I can't let the next person bring me down. And it is a lot of people that will bring you down. So what it is you got to turn your back towards the people that, you feel me, ain't going nowhere and try to make it to the top, even if you got to go by yourself, you feel me? Real stuff.
That's real talk right there, sweetheart. We're going to bring this caller from the 678, you know what I'm saying, in the building and see what they talking about and stuff. If the switchboard felt like working for me today, you know, because it has its days when it wants to work and when it doesn't want to work, you know what I'm saying? Give me a quick minute and stuff. But besides that, we're gonna bring you in, caller from the 678. Give us a second, but when the switchboard comes on. But also besides that, I mean, do you feel like it's harder breaking in your city, in your town, you know, then, you know, if you had to go out somewhere else, it was kind of like, is it easier to break outside of your state than being in your own state?
Really, it. I mean, if you were somewhere else, it really does matter with who you know. Like, it's a bunch of these rappers that's just rapping for fun, ain't trying to go nowhere, but they got to where they is because they know big people. Honestly, if I knew big people, I would have been, you see, one of the best by now. But, you see, I'm taking my path slow to do it the right way, you see me? Because if you know a bunch of people, you're cheating your way into the rap game. Now, if you take your time and work your way up and earn it, then therefore you know that you could be the best one day, and you actually made it to being the best. So even though I am starting in Richmond, you see me, I can work my way to somewhere else as long as I keep my mind focused. So, you see me, I really don't want to cheat myself in to go to the big people. You feel me? I'd rather just deal with my cousin Renacy and let me and him work things out, and you feel me, go through one person to get to where I gotta go. I'm not gonna go through this person and this person and this person. I just want, you feel me, live with one cat. That's my big cousin. I could trust him through anything. So I'd rather rock with my big cousin to the top than to rock with anybody else, you know. Yeah.
Wow, man, he make me want to cry. I loved you.
Yeah.
I love you too, man.
Well, that's real talk, because a lot of people do pay their way, or, you know, who they know to get in the game. There's not that many people that, well, nowadays, that get in the game on some real, you know, earning it for real. You know, so I'm definitely commend you for saying that. And we're going to bring in this caller from the 678. Caller from the 678, you're live in the building with your girl, Lushy Lush, Young Ron, Renna CZ. What's crack-a-lacking, Pimpin?
What's happening with you?
Is this my man, Big Ron, over there? What's up?
Oh, yeah. I'm calling in showing love to Young Ron because that's Ren's little cousin. And me and Ren, we like brothers from another mother. So I got to show love to Young Ron tonight.
For sure,
I
see you, baby.
Yeah, what's happening with you, Young Ron?
I'm trying to survive out here, man. I'm getting there, though. You've been taking one step at a time, you know. Thanks for the support,
Yeah, for sure, man. Keep pushing through, man. You already standing up, man. You signing brightly, and you come from a good cloth, man. Your big cuz is a stand-up dude on a whole nother level, so... You and him together, man. I'm right here with you, because if you rocking with him, I'm rocking with him, too. So we a strong team, man. It's a nation of us, cuz. We all over. I'm representing Richmond out here in the A right now.
No doubt.
And that's what's up, man. Richmond is going hard out here, man. And you know what I'm saying? So for y'all cats this way and to hear a taste of your boy, you know what I'm saying? I'm about to get y'all in these streets. Young Ron, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you turn the amp up, you know what I'm saying? Turn the beat up. We getting it in the streets. Young Ron, you want to go ahead and introduce this one for us, fam?
Yeah, man, it's your boy, Young Ron the Kid, and I'm coming straight at you. Lushy Lush Online Radio. Holla at your boy. Here go the song, In These Streets. Get at him.
I've been a hustler, never trust a sucker. I'm a crazy motherfucker. When it comes to the streets, I'm a real time goon. Pistol on my hip, make that bitch go boom. Choppers rain now, putting thoughts to the finish. I'm all toured up like a doctor or a dentist. Grab that armor, I'm a man, put it right by the stove. Baking soda, boiling water, now you know I'm getting dope. Ain't nothing you can do, I'ma stay doing me. I'm me, motherfucker. Ain't nothing you can do, I'ma stay doing me. I'm me, motherfucker. I got my head up high.
Yeah. all this shit unless you maintain your own goals, bruh. These niggas worry about all this fake shit in the streets, y'all. Do your own thing and stop worried about these suckers, y'all. Got my head up high, feet on the ground. Good, don't get bustin' at all these rounds. I'm a killer, I'm a rider when I'm in these streets. Yeah, when I'm in these streets, got my head up high, feet on the ground. Don't
get about to
let off these rounds. I'm a killer, I'm a rider when I'm in these streets. Yeah, when I'm in these streets.
Yeah, as your boy Cartier says, you already know. Yo, Ren, where have you been hiding this little dude right here, man?
Man,
Where have you been hiding this little dude, man?
Nah, look. I haven't been hiding dude nowhere. For instance, let me give you a little history. Let me give you a little history, Lush. His big brother is the dude that you hear on Ren the Season, Young Neil. That's his big brother right there. You know what I'm saying? So Young Ron is right up under him, which actually Young Neil don't go by the name Young Neil no more. He go by the name Lil Buddha, you know what I'm saying, which you heard Young Ron mention in the song just there. So. But I'm not going to elaborate why Young Ron, I mean, the door was always open on any one of my projects, you know what I'm saying, but it was just a conflict with schedule, man. The dude, you know, he's 17,
man.
So he was still focused on school and a whole bunch of other stuff, man, you know what I'm saying?
This is a best-kept secret right here, like the industry needs this cat, you know what? I'm gonna have to put you in serious rotation, my man.
Oh,
dang,
But the whole thing about it, I don't mean to cut you off. This dude been spitting. He probably been spitting for 10.
Dang.
You know what I'm saying? So that ain't this dude right here ain't 17 right now. He just is. I mean, he not just a well kept secret. The dude is seasoned. So, I mean, he probably been spending since he was 7 or 8, man. I don't even know the dude, you know. Come on.
I'm telling you that the young crowd, everybody would definitely rock with this. I mean, he has what it takes, man. He has what it takes. I am loving it. The production is wonderful. You know, what you expect is coming from your man, Rendall.
Oh, no.
But you know what I'm saying?
Let's get some clarification. Because I don't know, because he got excellent production, but I don't want to take credit for another producer's work. So I'm not sure which cat produced that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sure he a high producer. You know what I'm saying? We came up out of the same soil, which is Richmond, California, IA. So same ingredients, different producer, same ingredients. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead, Ron. Bless the dude name who actually produced that track right there, man.
I think his last name was Burden, DJ Burden. He came out of, what happened was he went to school at Expression Studio, at Expression, the little college or whatever, and what happened was Sir Cracker from down here in Richmond, California, he met him, but, and they clicked up. And he invited me and a few other cats to come to Expressions and record. So there, I forgot his name, but you for me. If he's listening in right now, you know what I'm talking about. But he is a good producer up there. He attended at the college Expressions, and that's located in Emeryville. So shout out, man. He is a good producer. He's kind of young too, but he got it, man. So yeah. That's what's up.
That definitely was a hot one right there, man. You know what I'm saying? That definitely was crazy right there. I was like, wow, I'm going to have to play that. You need to get the whole crew to come through on New Music Friday. I'm going to play that on New Music Friday and get that in rotation and spread that out and see what's cracking, Young Ron.
Oh,
I'm scared of you. Man, So Young Ron, what are some of the goals that you have set for, you know, your musical career? What are some of the things that you want to do?
Okay, let me see. Oh, and I just got a text of somebody reminding me that his name was Bruce. Bruce. So his name was Bruce. Somebody just texted me and let me know that his name was Bruce. So, but that right there is who produced that last song. And as far as my goals, well, you see, I have a lot of projects that I want to start. And I went mixtape after mixtape, and I kind of want to work my way from doing mixtapes to move on to starting my first project. I'm just going to start that first project and see what goes from there, but I'm not going to let nothing bring me down. So I will move with the pedal all the way down, move forward, knowing it's, but in case I do slip and fall, I do know I've got my family, included Big Cuz Renacy, behind me 100%, 1,000,000% at that. But I do have goals of taking it to the top, honestly. One day I will be the very best. I let your boy, man, Young Ron. You see it?
That's what's up, Young Ron. And, you know, if you could work with any artists in the music industry, you know, the ones that have passed and the ones that are here in the present, who would it be?
You asked me who would I want to work with?
Yeah, the ones that have passed on into the other life and the ones that are here now. Which ones would you
You see, we got, I'm probably going to pick two artists since we got rap and R&B. So I say for R&B, I probably would do a song with Trey Songz. You know, he kind of hot right now. And he got that voice that everybody loves, so I'd probably rock with Trey Songz with R&B. With rap, I could see myself rapping with a few cats, the E-40, Max Dre, Lil Wayne, you for me. I mess with a few cats right now, but like they say, you for me, you gotta work your way up, so before I climb this ladder, I gotta start, you for me, go ahead. But I am looking forward to working with a few cats. Is my upcoming as I get up there though, for real.
And that's real talk right there. And what kind of influence, what kind of, you know, in your younger generation what kind of influence are you trying to leave on the people in your era? What kind of influence are you trying to leave?
I do want to be somebody that somebody remembered. So no matter if I'm coming out of Richmond all the way across town, I do want people to remember me. So I want to give everybody a taste of something that they like, not just this. A lot of cats, because they stay on the streets. And I used to be one of them cats. I used to rap about nothing but the streets. But a few cats gave me some advice and told me, you feel me, that I need to mix it up a little. So, yeah, I got to mix it up a little, so I did mix it up. So with this, I got a mixtape coming soon that I'm going to, you may got a little something that, like, from slow songs to, you see me, street songs. It's going to be a little everything for everybody to listen to, but I do want to be somebody that somebody remembers, no matter how far I go from being here now to my over past time. I do want to be somebody to remember, so hey, that's what it is.
And tell us about this song I'm about to play right now, man. You got this hot joint, and this joint is like is really crazy right now. This joint right here actually has like a dance to it. Tell us more about that and what inspired that.
Well, you see, I was in the studio one day, and me and my partners, you feel me, we just heard, you feel me, people was talking about this and that, and talking about dances. So they got, you feel me, like Soulja Boy and all these, you feel me, all these little dances they got. I wanted to make something of my own. So it's kind of, you feel me, it's a little simple dance, you feel me, you go crazy with it, you do your own thing. But you feel me, this is the Mavi dance, man. I let your boy, yeah.
That's what's up, man. It's the Mavi dance. I'm about to play this joint, man. I can't wait to see the YouTube video so I can see, you know, how I can do the Mavi so I can be ahead of the game, you know what I'm saying? But we're going to go ahead and get you the Mavi dancer, man. Young Ron, you know what I'm saying? The kid, yeah.
You already know.
Yeah, this Young Rhyming Kid, and you're tuning in to one of the hottest online radio stations there is, with the one and only Lushy Lush of Lush Radio Online.
Yeah. It's me. Do the mobby dance. I do the mobby dance. Do the mobby dance. Yeah, I do the mobby dance. Do the mobby dance. I do the mobby dance. Do the mobby dance. Yeah, I do the mobby dance. Do the mobby dance. Do the mobby dance. Do the mobby dance. Yeah, I do the mobby dance. Do the mobby dance. Do the mobby dance. Do the mobby dance. Yeah, I do the mobby dance. Like y'all, like y'all, you know.
Young Ron in the building. You already know what it is, pimping. You know what I'm saying? You already know what it is. And we live in the building on Lush Radio Online, man. You know what I'm saying? We love the kids. You know what I'm saying? Your man is definitely doing his thing out here, you know. And I'm telling you, the mixtape's about to be crazy. You know what I'm saying? And I know he gonna have, like, crazy remixes and all kinds of stuff going on over there, man. Where you see yourself in the future, Young Ron?
Let's see. In the future. Hopefully up there, you feel me? Hopefully, to me, honestly, it's not really about the cars and the houses and all that big. You feel me? It's really about, you feel me, knowing that I got talent and I want to be heard. Now, of course, the houses and the cars, of course, that's going to be nice. You feel me? Everybody going to love that. But the main reason is to get heard. So hopefully in the future, a few years from now, I do be on TV. I do be doing shows because I do want to be heard. You feel me? Yeah.
That's what it is, man. So, and can you tell us, you know, where we can check you out? Like, you know, because I know the little young ladies and everybody else might want to get at you. but I know how the girls are, you know what I'm saying? But, like, when the people want to get at you and they want to check out your music or they just want to holler at you for business opportunities, how can they get in contact with you, Young Ron?
All right, we got a, for MySpace cat, man, we got madmoneyboy@yahoo.com. You see me? That's everything spelled right just how it is. That's madmoneyboy@yahoo.com. Holla at your boy. If you want to get at me about anything else, you see me, I do have an email. It's madmoneyboy@yahoo.com as well. It's the email, though. So go to Yahoo. And with that right there, you guys, it's going to be spelled Mad Money Boy, B-O-I. Holla at your boy and get at me. You know it.
That's what it is. And we got another caller from the 510. We can go ahead and bring them in, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead and show them, just show some love. Caller from the 510-375. You're live on Lush Radio Online with your boy Young Ron doing this 1-2. What's cracking? 510-375, what's cracking?
Hi.
Hi, how you doing, young lady?
I don't know how I got on the line.
I was calling
to listen to my brother, and then it called you in. It called me in.
Go ahead and show your brother some love, boo-boo.
You fix this, man. What's good? What's good?
What's up, bruh? I apologize for interrupting.
You hear Big Sis trying to put the sexy voice on and everything?
Whatever.
Oh, man. Yeah.
That's what it's about, man. It's a family affair. It's all about showing that love, man. And where you at? Where you representing, Big Sis?
Oh, I'm from the 5102 Richmond area. I don't claim too much, you know. I'm low-key. I'm the big sister. I'm old enough to be his mom.
Oh, okay, Miss Diva. That's what's up. We love you, big
old
sis.
Love y'all, too.
She ain't that old. But yeah, man, that's it right there, man. That's all you need is family to support you. You don't need your friends. You don't need your homies or nothing. All you need is your family, and you can't make it to the top, and that's real. Yeah.
And I'm definitely proud of him, definitely, you know, making that statement because, you know, a lot of us get so caught up in this industry with the glitz and the glam, and we forget where we come from, you know, and definitely, you know, you need a lot of support in this industry because it can swallow you up, you know. And I'm definitely proud of everything that you are doing, Young Ron, and I see a lot of big things for you, you know, in the future. And besides that, if you wanted to tell any of your young friends that are, like, trying to get into the game or cats that, you know, just look up to you, people that are trying to get in the industry, what kind of advice would you give them, Young Ron?
Keep your head up, you feel me? Don't let nobody bring you down, as I say. You ain't got to prove yourself to nobody. And, you feel me, I used to try to prove myself to a lot, but over the years, you feel me, after your family give you so much advice, you feel me? Shout out to my big cousins, Uncle Ray, you feel me, D-Shot, Bill, you holler at your boy, man. You feel me? After everybody just giving you the advice that you need, you feel me? Big brothers and all, they just give you so much advice to take, so do take your advice. No matter how many times you got to listen to it, you feel me? Keep on listening to it, because each time you take it in, you always going to find something new about what they told you. So take your advice, and you will make it to the top, and that's real.
And that's real talk right there. And you know, in regards to school, and what is your take on school, and you know, pursuing your music career.
With school, education. You feel me? You do need that. So without education, you feel me, you don't know, you feel me, you need your education. What if you make it to the top and somebody be ready to sign you? You don't have to read that thing you about to sign, and you feel me, it could be garbage. And once you sign that, you sign it over to something that's just horrible. So make sure you know how to read and write and do all that other good stuff, you feel me? Yeah.
Yeah, I need to have him as a spokesman for education.
Well, that was well said right there.
For real, that was definitely, because a lot of the teens, you know, out here really need to hear that coming from somebody their age to understand that, because they think it's just so easy. But, you know, the great thing is that you have a great foundation, that you come from a musical background, and, you know, you have your uncle like Renacy and other people to show you that, you know, it's a business besides just going in the studio and doing music, which I'm very proud of you. And that was a great statement that you just made, you know. And, you know, and the other thing is, you know, dealing with this industry, you know, and, you know, and everything, you know, if you decided, you know, one day you wanted to stop music, what would you be doing? If you didn't do music, what would you do?
That's kind of a trick question. You feel me? Because I always been looking at music as a thing to do, so I really don't have any backup plans. You feel me? Because I've been looking at music all my life, but I'm sure, you feel me, it won't be hard to find something to do. I mean, but as much as it goes, you feel me, I'm sticking to music all the way. So until music shut me down and let me know that they don't want nothing else to do with me, you feel me, I'm just going to keep fighting, you feel me? So today,
wow,
that's what I'm doing, music. Holla at your boy.
I love this boy. I wish you were here. I'll give you a hug.
I will add it like this, like, I will speak on my little cousin's behalf and say,
yes,
the dude is articulate, very
mm-hmm.
articulate.
I see where he gets it from, huh? Ding, ding, ding.
It's a family trait, though. But you know what? Look, I'm going to tell you. That, like, the whole trend, it's in our family, right? Because we all come from a musical family. I mean,
mm-hmm.
from our older cousins to uncles. I mean, to people like, you know, and I've never said this, Lush, even when I was interviewed on your show. I'm saying, because we, you know, we got ties into the industry, from cats who done worked with, you know, from Frankie Beverly to Maze to the E-40s to the Two Shorts. We got family members that done worked with pretty much everybody in the industry in every genre. Popular people. But, you know,
that's
what you and Ron have in common with me, like most of us, we give each other our space. And he didn't mind. He took the initiative to create his own lane. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, I let him spread his wings. You know, I wasn't trying to just suck him up under Mactivity. He created
mm-hmm.
Mad Money Boy. You
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying? Because I wanted him to be a soldier, man. And, you know, it gave him his space like my older cousins gave me my space and say, look, create your own lane because we have it in us. It's natural, man. It's natural for us to be bosses. So, although he's saying he may not have a backup plan, but he's telling you right now he's an entrepreneur. So
mm-hmm.
he does. He's an independent thinker. So the dude think on his toes, man. So when
definitely.
You got independent thinking like that, ain't no telling what he might do if he wasn't doing this music.
Hey, with all the support that he has backing him, from his big sister to his younger sister to cousins to moms to everybody to you, I mean it's nothing but success. And I know you guys will definitely guide him in the right direction where he needs to be, you know. And that's what we need. We need a lot of you know, positive young men like this young, you know, this young gentleman, young Ron.
Yeah,
my
cousin next year. This dude, I feel like, I mean, we never stopped growing, but he got his essentials and the fundamentals he needs to keep going in the upward direction. You know,
and that's real talk. I'm definitely impressed. I'm definitely impressed. And I have a caller from the 510. 510 is showing so much love.
Mm,
West Coast,
Richmond.
510-695. You're live in the building on Lush Radio Online with your boy Young Ron and the CZ. What's cracking?
Yeah, man. This is Victor. You know, after happened. I ain't gonna lie, he's doing his thing. I just wanted to show him love. Just show him I'm supporting him out there.
That's what's up, man. And what's your name, Big Cuzzo?
Antonio,
that's what's up, man.
Yeah.
Good looking for the request, y'all, for sure.
I ain't gonna lie about that, but I'm just giving him a shout out with some luck. Because I'm going to be, so I ain't gonna be here for him that much.
Oh, that's what's up, man. That's what's up. I'm glad that you definitely called in support, man. You know, Antonio, you know, when did you realize that your cousin had what it takes
to go out there and do his music thing?
I realized he had it for a while because, like, my grandpa passed away, like, 3 or 4 years ago. I didn't really know my little cousin like that. My mom did. Mm-hmm. So at the funeral, that's when I got introduced to most of them. So, basically, it's like, they've been my family forever, but I'm just introduced to them. But other than that, I've been trying to get closer and closer as I could.
Mm-hmm.
And after what happened, because, you know, my little family got shot a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's head on the right track, and I'm glad to see that.
That's what's
up. Music is good. I got on a few tracks with them, you know. Y'all might hear me on it one day.
Yeah. That's what's up. That's what's up, man. That definitely we're gonna hit a lot of collabos on your man Young Ron's joint right there. I can't wait to, you know,
your man Antonio, man, that's the combo, man. He spits too, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He don't even know who I am, look. we're not going on the government name thing today. We just saw music stuff. You know what I'm saying?
You just
when I live
it.
I want y'all to stay on the line with me real quick. We're going to go to a quick commercial, and we'll be right back with your man, Young Ron, and we'll be talking more to him about his whole, you know, music, you know, his music career and everything that he got going on and the whole, you know, future with, you know, collaborative activity productions. We're about to go to a quick commercial, and we'll be back on Lush Radio Online.
Having a party? Need a DJ?
Need a DJ?
How about the best damn DJ in the business? DJ Hustle. Visit DJ Hustle at HustleEvents.com to book your next surprise birthday party, corporate event, or bachelor party. With over 40,000 songs, DJ Hustle is ready to play any request. Check out DJ Hustle at HustleEvents.com. That's HustleEvents.com. You can never hustle hard enough.
Attention, music connoisseurs. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. To listen to Lushy Lush, log on to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. And don't forget to call into the station 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online MP3s@gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K Magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K Magazine or www.everythingthenumber2.com. Or email them at E2KMagazine@gmail.com. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it, do it, do it.
Yeah, yeah, what's happening? This Big Wishbone, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah, this your boy Kool Rock from the Fat Boys. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Stick 'em. Yeah, I'm live in the building, your girl Lushy Lush, the one and only, the people's voice. And you already know what we doing. We rocking with your man Young Ron in the building, with your man Renna CZ, you know what I'm saying? And we are talking about how, you know what I'm saying, this young man right here is definitely leaving his mark in the music scene, for real, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, Young Ron, I'm proud of you. You know what I'm saying? You basically showing me that you got a lot of support, you know what I'm saying, from the family and everything, which is, you know, serious out here, man. You know, because a lot of people, you know, get in the game and they don't have no support at all. But you definitely got a lot of support, man. You could pack a club up with your family alone, homie. For real. You know, you got some people,
Their mom won't even come over there and see them perform. They got like one person coming over there. But you definitely have a truckload of people that's definitely supporting you. That's what it is, man.
That's all you need.
So tell me more about Mad Boy and what made you, create that whole movement and everything, and is that going to be like, are you going to be like an umbrella from Mactivity, or you're going to be your own separate entity? Tell us more about that, and maybe Renacy, you can help us with that.
What actually happened was, like last year before all this stuff occurred, I was planning on coming out with a little rap group called the Mad Money Boys, but it wasn't too many people loyal enough to stick to it. You feel me? A lot of people wanted to just rap and then go brag about it. But me and one other person was trying to actually go somewhere with it. So what happened was everything just fell apart, but I stuck with the name, you feel me, just because a lot of people knew me as Young Ronnie Kid, Mad Money Boy. But I mean, if anything, you feel me, I'm going to rock with my cousin Renacy to the fullest. Mad Money Boy, that's just the name, you feel me, that people know me as. So till anything else occurs, you feel me, I'm going to be, you feel me, Mad Money Boy, one man army, you dig me? Yeah.
That's what's up, man. He killed me with the year.
No.
He killed me with the year, man. So I gotta ask the family members and everything. What do you feel is like, the key thing that you definitely admire about, Young Ron? Caller from the 510-230. Let me know. Tell me what do you truly admire about Young Ron?
I admire him because, he goes forth with everything. If you say he gonna do something, he just keep it positive and he just keep it going.
That's what's up. Renda, what's the thing you admire about Young Ron?
I definitely admire his entrepreneurial spirit. And he got what a lot of artists, include some of the majors. The dude got consistency and follow through. You know what I'm saying? Follow through. If you tell him to do something, he got follow through. You tell him to be somewhere, he got follow through. And he consistent, man. You know what I'm saying? It's not one time the dude has ever not granted a favor or a wish or anything of my request. So, I love that about him all day.
That's what's up, and a caller from the 510-712. What's the biggest thing you admire about Young Ron? 510-712.
510-712. You there? My bad. I'm here. I'm here. Sorry. What I admire most is that my little brother, he's very dedicated to it. It's something he really want to accomplish, and he's always rapping. I don't care what time of night it is, he's always in the living room, got his little pen and paper out, writing. He write raps all the time. He stays in the studio, so it's something he's really trying to pursue, and I see that he's very serious about it, so that's what I most admire about it, because I know he's dedicated to it, and I know that he really want to pursue it. So he's on his game, so that's what I admire about him.
That's what's up, man. You see all this love you're getting over here, partner? Caller from the 510-375, what do you admire most about Young Ron?
I would have to say his strength. He's been through a lot, and he's, overcome a lot, and he stays strong. Me being over him and watching him through all these years, he's very determined, and I really believe that he's going to make it, because as he told you before, this is something that he has been striving to do and that he's going to continue to strive to do. So,
you know, he's a very strong trooper. And again, even with this last year, just to see him, you know, with what happened with the accident and, you know, him just coming out of that, and that alone, it took me to a whole nother level. I knew he was strong. I knew, you know, he had his thing down. I have one of his raps in my head that I remember he did when he was probably like maybe 9 or 10, and we'd go around the house, me and my daughters, and sing it all the time. But, you know, he, you know, like as I was saying, you know, the end of, you know, what happened at the beginning of the year, or the middle of this year, should I say, you know, him overcoming that and him being strong and him staying focused. And, you know, it could have been a retaliation type thing. Well, I'm going to go figure out who did this. His mind, after he came out of, you know, surgery, his mind was, I don't want to hear retaliation. I don't want to hear this. I'm alive. I'm breathing. This is what I want to do. And even though that's my baby brother, that just took me to a whole nother level of respect for him. And, you know, even though, again, I'm older than him, that made him become a mentor of mine to say, you know, wow, because had that been me, I don't think I could overcome 16 shots and still be walking around here sane and not, you know, paranoid and things of that sort. So, again, it would just have to be his strength.
And that's real talk. I'm definitely, you know, feeling you on that situation, because I definitely was like, wow. You know, when Renacy told me about that whole situation, I was like, are you serious? You know, and he, you know, and God definitely, you definitely have an angel on your side, young Ron, for real. You know, seriously, because, you know, not too many people survive situations like that, you know. So I'm definitely, you know, glad that you here to tell your story. And we got the caller from 510-695. I think this is still Antonio. Antonio, you there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what is the biggest thing you admire about Young Ron?
First of all, I was telling Young Ron, let's tell her. The first thing I admire is motivation. Just all his anticipation that he's doing in the studio, while he stay on top of his game. Like say he goes to the studio, like he's just there to do his thing. He don't want nothing to distract him and all that stuff. Basically, that's all.
That's what's up. And Young Ron, I mean, you know, a lot of rappers come in the game, you know, people your age and, you know, older, and they say, man, I'm the hottest thing in the hood. I'm the hottest thing out here, man. And, you know what I'm saying, nobody's seeing me out here in the streets and blah, blah, blah. What makes you different than anybody out here in the game?
For one, you can be, it's everybody want to go against each other. And I believe that if everybody actually tried to, you for me, come together in the music industry, it would be a lot of sick rappers out there. But everybody want to battle. Everybody want to think they can dope. I don't think I'm doper than anybody, but I am doper than a lot of people in my own way. You for me, but you for me, I can spit a good metaphor. He probably got some good punchline, you for me, but it doesn't matter, because when it comes down to it, everybody going to think they better than somebody. You feel me? But they got to think positive and, you feel me, just do things in their own way. They can't just keep on, you feel me? Because if you think you're better than everybody, someday at some time they're going to, you feel me, set you back on, you feel me, set you down to let you know you ain't better than a lot of people. But, like, hey, I am better than a few people. That's because they really not trying hard enough. But other than that, yeah, I am different people. You feel my attitude different. Everything that I come with is different. And it ain't going to change. You feel me? That's how it's going to stay. Yeah.
Yeah, your mentality as a 17-year-old compared to some of these average 17-year-olds that I deal with every day in high school is totally different. It's totally different, you know. And, you know, I'm definitely proud of everything that you're doing, and I see nothing but positive things and different doors opening up for you, you know, in your future. Do you see yourself doing any acting or anything down the road?
Yeah. I mean, I always picture doing acting or anything. If it ever came down, you feel me, if I make it up there to the big pit, you feel me, to do big things, of course I'm going, you feel me, do the next step, you feel me, because, you feel me, after a while, a lot of people, they might get tired of rapping, you feel me, that's why you got to keep everything going fun, you feel me, because it's a lot of, you feel me, if, you know I'm a rapper. Now to see a rapper coming out with a movie, everybody already know you. So you feel me? A lot of people gonna wanna go check that movie out. So you feel me? If I ever do make it up there and doing to do acting or something, I will wanna do a movie about my life, you know, coming down from scratch all the way up to the top, you feel me, with everybody that's just been there with me and everybody that was against me. I wanna see how I want everybody to see how I handled that, you feel me, how I stuck with the real and don't rock with the fake, you feel me? And that's how it's gonna go. Yeah.
That's what's up, man. I swear to God, you kill me with the year thing. Well, since we got, you know, you online and you got your cousin Ren online and you got your other cousin Antonio online, how about we have a cipher? How about you give me a freestyle real quick? You know what I'm saying?
A freestyle. You want to bring it up? Okay.
Yeah.
We can do it. I mean, it is what it is. Let's do it.
I'm saying, yeah. Antonio, you game for this, Antonio?
Oh, yeah, I'm on.
And Ren, you on board with this, Ren?
No. I mean, I guess I'm with it, man. You know what I'm saying? It's Ron Stein. You know what I'm saying? if he giving us his blessing to rock with him on this here show, then, yeah, I'm with it, man. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Ron, you giving a blessing on that? Or you wanna take this, hold that mic yourself? What's up?
I can't hear you. What you say?
I said you want your cousins to rock with you, or you going? You know what I'm saying?
Whoever on the phone right now wants them to spill what they got in their mind, man. Let's keep it real. And just everybody spill what they want to spit. You dig me? Yeah.
Yeah, y'all check this is live on Lush Radio Online exclusive. Your man Young Ron, your man Renesisi. Your man Antonio live in the building, freestyle cipher. Ron about to set it off for y'all. Go ahead, Ron, start it off.
Yeah. All right, let's do this, man. Yeah. I step to the mic. I do my own thing. You come around me and the guns go bang. Cause you know I'm too clean when I step to the street. These other niggas lame cause they want the straight beat. But I ain't really tripping cause I'm headed to the top. Got the banger on my hip in case you gotta go off. I ain't tripping about these suckers. Me, I'm crazy. These niggas talk shit, I'm at your bitch like pay me. And I ain't even tripping. Like fuck you motherfuckers. I'm a crazy motherfucker. Hollow tips don't touch ya. Bang, bang, giddy up, got him. One damn go. Find out who shot me, but I ain't really tripping because I'm trying to move forward. These other niggas stupid and they posted on dope, but them are real street niggas and we all going crazy. man, I need a beat or something. Killing me, but yeah.
Go ahead, Renesi, pick it up, Renesi.
I was gonna let little cuss, you know what I'm saying? Come on in, you know what I'm saying? Nah, you know, I'm just. But if you want me to, I will. You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead, man. Go ahead and pick it up, and Antonio going to finish it off.
It's all good. It's amazing, because I done flown state to state and witnessed some motherfuckers who couldn't wait to hate. I mean, it's like it could turn into a straight debate, but it's the simple-minded shit that really takes the cake. So now it's time to do a Renesis way, taking respect, making the whole damn industry pay. Give me the bay, but keep it on the DL, because I reply both fast and compact. Send an email, and that's, man, I don't know, man. You know.
Well, that was Red Dog in the building. Go ahead, Antonio. Pick it up, Antonio. All
right, I got one. And it's for my little one. Let me see. Now, what's good? Now, what's great? It's Tone on the phone, but you know who I mean. I'm showing love to my little cousin, Young Ron. Renesis on the other line. But understand this? I'ma plead the fifth. I messed up, but let me get back to the track that I spit. I'm over here with my cousin and shit. You understand, man? The game was the same since the 80s. You understand that we break tape now? More of a right of us. Spit love.
That was a cipher. That was a quick cipher and stuff. Next time I'm gonna give him a beat, but that's what it is, man. You know what I'm saying?
Let's
make it online.
Yeah, you know you're going
to No, we having fun with the family. That's all we doing. We having fun with the family and collecting.
Wasn't any of us really prepared for this. Prepared for all this, man.
Should have figured left the pulling out of our hands.
Hey, Renacy already know how I do.
I didn't see you pulling me in, so yeah, I was caught off guard. I'm gonna get a laugh up.
It's good.
You know what I'm saying? It's good.
I still gotta give y'all class for doing it anyway.
You know,
I think my favorite song is In These Streets. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to leave off with In These Streets, and I want to say, you know, thank you to all our callers, the whole family, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, everybody that listens to Lush Radio Online, Reactivity Productions, DFM, Hustle Events, you know what I'm saying, Diverse Media Group, LLC, 26 City Tour, Strictly Bump One, and Reaction, check that out. It's all over the net. If you're an independent artist or model, you need to go ahead and step up and step your game up and find out the information for that. You know what I mean? They might be coming to your town. Your girl, Lushy Lush, man, I put an official stamp on your man, Young Ron. You support this young dude out here, man. He's on MySpace, Google my dude, you know what I'm saying? Activity Productions, young, you know what I'm saying? Young boy, you know what I'm saying? Doing his thing, getting that dough out here, you know what I'm saying? Definitely, you know, support this dude and all that he's doing. And I'm telling you, you need to get the Twitter too, Young Ron, so we can Twitter you, man, for real. And Twitter you. You know what I mean? I can't wait till you get that on, man. We're going to have to set you up that joint tonight, for real. You know, definitely, you know. But we got much stuff for you. Once again, before we step off the stepping, I want you to go ahead and give them, you know, that MySpace and that email again so they can check with you. You know what I mean?
Cheers. MadMoneyBoy@yahoo.com, man. That's my MySpace. Everything spelled clean, everything spelled right. MadMoneyBoy@yahoo.com. For my email, you gotta go to Yahoo. It's MadMoneyBoy@yahoo.com. Once again, except you're spelling it MadMoneyBoy, B-O-I as in boy. MadMoneyBoy@yahoo.com. That's my email. Holler at your boy and hit me. Yeah.
That's what it is, man. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. You know what I'm saying? The people's voice. I don't do it for me. I do it for the people. I want to thank Activity Productions, man. It's easy. You know what I'm saying? Young Ron's whole fam. You know what I'm saying? All of y'all, Mom Duke, sister, big sis, little sis, all the sisters, cousins, all of y'all, man. Mad love to y'all. All my Bay Area, all my Richmond cats, man. Shout out to y'all. Salute. You know what I'm saying? It's Lush Radio Online, and we supporting, you know, young people in the game doing their thing, man. And I love you, Young Ron, man. Keep doing what you do.
Yeah,
keep your head up. And I'm going to hit you on the flip side, my dude. And we going to play In These Streets, and we out, man. You just officially got stamped.
You know I've been a hustler, never should have thought that I'm a crazy motherfucker. When it comes to the streets, I'm a real time rebel. Pistol on my head, make that bitch go boom. Choppers rain out, but I thought to the finish. I'm all toured up like a doctor or the dentist. Grab that arm and have a man, put it right by the stove. Wake up, throw the boiling water, now you know I'm getting dope. Ain't nothing you can do, I'ma stay doing me. I'm me, I'm me, I'm me, motherfucker. Ain't nothing you can do, I'ma stay doing me. I'm me, I'm me, I'm me, motherfucker. Got my head up high. Last ain't no band, I'll kill the motherfucker. I get my head up high.
read off these rounds and I don't give a damn what a nigga do. I say fuck him and I say fuck you. Little booty in jail, so I'm fucking with Anthony. Rocky Botella, my nigga say hello. Screaming fuck niggas and I'm screaming fuck Jesus. I'm screaming fuck whores and I'm screaming fuck bitches. Mad money boy, 2-3 down. You know I got the sign, I'm the king of the town. I'm all about a dollar, I'm all about a cheddar. Whatever don't hurt me, don't make me better. I grind, I grind, I grind. Do your own thing and stop worried about these fucking dollars.
That's it.
Hell yeah.